So, John Safran, what do you think about what's going on?
Here today or in Israel-Palestine?
Well, today and in two questions.
Yes.
Well, tell me about what you think.
Well, you know, it's always like the world is... So about today is like, yeah, there's lots of currents and like I don't think it's particularly a problem that people come out and protest and, you know, so it's not like that's not a drama for me or whatever. I think I'm really interested in how the ripple effect of the Israel-Palestine conflict in how it's hit Australia, especially because I like work in the arts and the media, and it's like it's definitely people that are timid to put a foot out of step to on either side. So I don't think there are stories of people who are like pro-Palestine saying, oh, listen, I can't say what I want to say because we'll have these professional consequences. But because the progressive, the art space and the media space is very progressive often, you have totally have the other version where it's like you have pro-Israel people who are like, I better bite my tongue and not say what I really think because there'll be professional consequences. So, yeah, it's had a really interesting effect on that little world in Australia. And also because I guess it's the first conflict. I remember when one of the Iraq wars where it was like the first conflict that was on TV, like beforehand, it was like the Vietnam War is like people are shooting on film and then they have to put the film on planes and then it comes and blah, blah, blah. And then it was like everyone was really, their mind was blown that things were happening so quick with the Iraq War. So now even more so with the with social media is like, it's just having a huge impact about how the war's perceived. And people, according to their algorithms, they're either going to be directed one way or the other, and it's just going to be, it's going to take up more and more of their headspace, and they're not going to be able to, like, avoid it, if you know what I mean. I just know personally, sort of like, if you're on YouTube and you start hitting a thing like, when did The Simpsons stop being funny? Then it's sort of like you go into this algorithm and then you've spent 2 hours that night watching all these things. And then you wake up the next morning and you somehow think the whole world has been discussing this thing, which is just like has been your headspace for the last night. So how much more so when it comes to like a war?
However, there is a reality. I mean, people are really actually dying.
Yeah, sure. Totally. Yeah, I'm not denying people are dying.
Yeah. No, but I mean, the way I find it incredibly depressing that this should be allowed to happen at all.
Yeah, obviously I'm like, I'm against death. So it's sort of like, I'm not on the pro-death side of things. And but it's really above and beyond the war, like the way it's sort of, I think it's a seismic shift and whatever that is going to be. Like, I don't think this is like a little event that happens. Like, you know.
No, I don't either. I don't think it is either.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think it's sort of, and also the interesting thing, also the age difference where you have older people and they've, for better or worse, in different ways, they've got sort of like, they can have a different perspective because they've experienced things or they've seen things or they've read things or whatever. And then like for younger people, I think people on the pro-Israel side might be surprised that like younger people could, like, they haven't even grown up. I was in this space, this like Zoom thing where it was like local pro-Palestine activists talking about what happened in Caulfield. Where there was a fracas.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was really interesting to me, or one of the interesting things was that some of the younger people, they hadn't grown up in the shadow of 9/11 or the Iraq War.
Yeah.
So they were like Muslim Australians. And this was the first time they were
aware.
They've like, experience like the sharp end edge of Islamophobia, and you had slightly older people who did experience like the shadow of 9/11. So they had these Muslim Australians, and they're going, from their perspective, this is what they were talking about, they were going, oh, yeah, there was like, Muslims were the villains after 9/11, but then there was like, there's been a lull for a decade, this was their perspective, and or whatever, and, but now it's popped up again. So it just, yeah, and I think that would be, like for someone a bit older, you kind of go, oh, wouldn't all Muslims just be saying they've grown up experiencing Islamophobia? For some of the younger ones, they haven't. They say they haven't because it's just been a different backdrop.
Because they don't see it that way.
Yeah.
Well, this business about goodies and baddies, this thing about goodies and baddies, it's so basic and so primitive.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely. I do find, like, just... one thing I'm surprised about is, as a Jewish person, is that sometimes people like on the left and in the Muslim community, they kind of go, oh, listen, this isn't, we don't have a problem with Jewish people. It's about Israel, Palestine. It's about the settlement, da, 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 da. But then, and I don't know how much they're thinking it through that much, like, and what's, but then it's like, they kind of do expand it a bit more. So for instance, I'll give you one example. If you're like, of white people or European people, they're more problematic, like in Australia in 2023, they're more problematic than people who aren't that, right? As soon as you do that, it kind of ties up into a nice little bow of like, well, actually, I know we said it was about Israel and Palestine, but actually we've now got an argument why Jews who are like, present as European, that they're actually, maybe they're also a bit of a problem here in Australia too, more so than like, you know.
That would explain these posters, which I kind of think are a throwback, but obviously it's a presses a nerve. These posters that are around the place saying, I'm a Jew, with a picture of a person.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm thinking, but really you're missing the point. It's about all these people being murdered, and it's got nothing to do with the fact that you're identifiably a real person. To me, that's the issue, is that the issue isn't actually about any of it. It's about genocide.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
So what do you think? I know the woman who did that campaign.
Yeah.
So what's your perspective?
Well, my perspective is that it's all old hat. I mean, people needing to feel that people dislike a Jewish person because they're identifying them as Jewish as opposed to being real people. For me, I know they're real people.
Yeah.
I don't need to be told that they're good, you know, that they're people.
Yeah.
I don't think that is even the issue. I think it's out of step. I think it's old hat.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think it's old hat because, no, I think that's responding to... Because I've spoken to her. That's responding to this charge that Jews have dissolved. They're just white and whatever. And she's like a non-white Jew. And so she was like going, well, seeing you're kind of trying to make this particular point that Jews are white, like,
here are all
the Jews who aren't white.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, even down to I find it difficult to see Jewish people as being a race as opposed to a religious culture.
Yeah.
You know, because I come from a Catholic background, but Irish Catholic as opposed to Italian Catholic or South American Catholic or, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, sure.
I don't see it in that light. But, of course, we did get our own... but nothing in terms of historical pogroms for Jewish people.
Yeah.
But I mean, Catholics got the pointy end of the stick. I mean, they can decide who they don't like at any stage, you know, depending on power.
That might be one of the cultural shifts that happens because of this, which is we'll get into a post-identity politics world where...
Yeah.
But it hasn't been a post-identity politics world for the past 5 to 10 years. So like if non-Jews are going to make a particular point that Jews should be excluded from a space because they're white, as opposed to
That's diversionary. I think that's just... Personally, I think that's diversionary.
I think it's
about death. It's purely about the practicalities of killing a whole lot of people for the power interests of a small group. I don't even think it's the entire Israeli population, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. So, did you like grow up like religiously Catholic or?
Yeah, we went to mass every week and all that sort of stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a Yeah, I'm culturally Catholic, Irish Catholic.
Oh, when did you stop being religiously and stuff?
When I was 14.
Oh, 14.
Yeah, I decided any religion that dissed women was probably had problems, especially since I'm a woman.
Yeah, for sure. Well, the one thing I'm kind of interested, like, I think is kind of under-addressed, and again, this is just, I'm not saying this is the whole thing or anything like that, but it is interesting where people kind of go, oh, this isn't about religion, where if both Benjamin Netanyahu is quoting the Torah and Hamas are quoting the Quran, it's kind of like, okay, it's not only about religion. I'm not saying it's not only, but it's a bit much to say this has got nothing to do with religion.
I think those people are, those power interests are, but I think the majority of the people that are involved are actually just getting in the neck. They're being killed. Yeah. Whole families of people are being killed.
Yeah.
I think that is really just the issue. And that it's okay because the major powers have decided to be in lockstep about it. And I also think that Yemen's in the same boat. They've been killing all the Yemenese people, holus bolus, for what?
I don't know. Yeah.
Why are they doing that?
I've got a Jewish Yemenite friend. He's got his family went to Israel because they were sort of driven out of Yemen.
That's right. Obviously, there's something in the real estate. Anyway.
Change. All the generations, we have so proud.